ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
夏子です。
Peter here, newbie lesson number 13. Now today's lesson is a newbie lesson geared towards people kind of new to the language. Now if this level is too easy for you, stop by JapanesePod101.com. There we have a tremendous selection of many different levels. Beginner, lower intermediate, intermediate, and our intermediate lessons are named intermediate, but they are pretty complicated.
Well, maybe advanced, we should say.
Yeah. But it's kind of tough to label advanced, what makes somebody advanced, you know? Mm-hmm. You could be fluent, you can know all this stuff, but then a couple words can trip you up. So that's why we like to stick with the intermediate title.
Right.
Natsuko-san, today's conversation is between?
Mother and child.
And what kind of situation is it?
Starving.
Starving. So he just comes back home. Let's take it from here.
Tadaima.
Okaeri nasai.
Ah, onaka ga suita.お腹ペコペコ。
じゃあ、このクッキーをどうぞ。
わあ、おいしい。おいしいクッキーだね。もう一つちょうだい。
じゃあ、これは？
ありがとう。う？え？なに？これ、まずい。まずいよ、このクッキー。
やっぱりまずい？ニンニク味だから。もう一度、お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
ただいま。
おかえりなさい。
ああ、お腹がすいた。お腹ペコペコ。
じゃあ、このクッキーをどうぞ。
わあ、おいしい。おいしいクッキーだね。もう一つちょうだい。
じゃあ、これは？
ありがとう。え、なに、これ、まずい。まずいよ、このクッキー。
やっぱり、まずい？ニンニク味だから。
次は英語が入ります。
ただいま。
I'm home.
おかえりなさい。
Welcome home.
ああ、お腹がすいた。
Oh, I'm hungry.
お腹ペコペコ。
I'm starving.
じゃあ、このクッキーをどうぞ。
All right, have a cookie.
わあ、おいしい。
Wow, delicious.
おいしいクッキーだね。
This cookie is great.
もう一つちょうだい。
One more, please.
じゃあ、これは？
Well, how about this?
ありがとう。
Thanks.
う？え？なに？これ、まずい。
Huh? What is this? It's awful.
まずいよ、このクッキー。
This cookie is terrible.
やっぱりまずい？
It's really bad.
ニンニク味だから。
That's because it's garlic flavored. So Natsuko-san, what did you think of today's conversation?
I thought that maybe garlic flavored cookies might be worth a try.
Really?
Yeah. If it's not too sweet.
Actually though, I can agree with you on this.
Wouldn't it sound like some kind of potato chips? Garlic flavored? Potato chips?
Yeah, but that's why they're potato chips, not good. But anyway, enough of this. If anybody has any opinion on this, please stop by JapanesePod101.com. Let us know if Natsuko is going to go into cookie making business. Now, for those of you who want a little more exotic flavored cookie, stop by and check out the bonus track. Now, it's kind of based off the Harry Potter movie.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can guess the flavor of the cookie. But, well, anyway, stop by, check it out, and be sure to leave us a post.Now let's jump into vocab. Natsuko-san, what do we have first?
ペコペコ.
Completely empty.
ペコペコ. ペコペコ.
Now, Japanese uses a lot of onomatopoeia.
Mm-hmm.
Words based on sounds. But again, in Japanese, they also have not only sounds, but emotions and other things. Now, mm-hmm. this is quite a common one because you often talk about how hungry you are. It's right. not that you don't eat enough. It's just that there's so many good things to eat in Japan.
Right.
And also, you have to walk a lot, you know, between the stations and things like that. So lots of reasons behind this. But this one is one you'll hear a lot. And
right. yeah.
peko peko.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we're going to do is we're going to go through the conversation after this. So right now, just put this in your mind that this means completely empty. Okay, let's take a look at the next vocab. Natsuko-san, onegai shimasu.
Cookie.
Cookie.
Cookie. Cookie.
Now, let's take a look at the pronunciation here because Japanese, it's often said the pronunciation is very easy. And I agree. When you first start Japanese, to a certain point, it's quite easy.
Mm-hmm.
But then, once you really start to study, there are some key points in pronunciation that, you know, if you get them from the beginning, it'll only help that much more when you get better.
Right.
I'm of the latter school. I just went ahead and went ahead, and now I still have some pronunciation issues, which is why I'm making a point of it today. Natsuko-san, in between the ku and the ki,
mm-hmm.
there's a short pause.
Yes.
Try and listen for this. Here we go.
Cookie.
Slight pause. Cookie.
Yes.
Then we have what, Natsuko-san?
Long vowel. E.
So you kind of hold it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's ku, short pause, ki, and then hold it. E.
Mm-hmm.
Natsuko-san, one time all together.
Cookie.
Now, the more you hear Japanese, the more you'll get attuned to this. In Romaji, whenever you see two consonants in a row, that's when they have this short pause.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's not a hard sound. Short pause. And then we have the long vowel. So stop by JapanesePod101.com. Check out the PDF. We have the kanji, the kana, and the romaji. So you can really get a feel of when this pause comes into play.
Yes, I think it will be really good practice to look at all the forms.
While listening to it.
Mm-hmm, and compare it.
Yeah. And you want to top that. Inside the Learning Center, we have the audio for the vocab words.
Yes.
So you can go into the Learning Center, you can check out the words and listen to them over and over while you're looking at them.
Yes.
And it's just the word.
Mm-hmm.
I think in this one, you could hear Natsuko-san say, cookie, cookie, over and over. That sounds really appealing.
Pretty funny.
Okay, back on track here. Natsuko-san, what do we have next?
Ninniku.
Garlic.
Ni. Ku, ninniku.
Don't forget to hit the N in there. One more time, Natsuko-san.
Ninniku.
Next.
Aji.
Flavor.
Aji. Aji.
Notice how the word for garlic preceded this. Garlic flavor.
Ninniku aji.
Can we have another example? What's the word for strawberry?
Ichigo.
So how about strawberry flavor?
Ichigo aji.
How can I say what kind of flavor?
Nan no aji.
The interrogative for what, which is?
Nani.
And here it's followed by no, which is a n sound. So it gets contracted into?
Nan no.
This is followed by?
Aji.
Nan no aji. What kind of flavor? What flavor? Next we have?
Oishi.
Delicious.
Oishi. Oishi.
And don't forget to hold the N there.
Mm-hmm.
Not oishi. Natsuko-san?
Oishi.
Hold that N there. Long vowel.
Mm-hmm.
What's the opposite of delicious?
Mazui. Mazui. Mazui.
Yeah, and this is pretty strong. It's not like the real opposite.
Right.
Not good at all. So if you get some food and it's not that good, you don't want to say mazui because you'll offend people. Just go with oishi for now. And
yeah.
In a later lesson, we'll tell you how to say it's not that good. For now, right. It's black and white.
Mm-hmm.
It's either really good or really bad. Okay, now let's take a quick run through the dialogue. Natsuko-san, what do you have first?
Tadaima.
This is a greeting used by people when they return to let everybody know that they're back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it has another meaning, but in this context, it means I'm here.
Yes.
I'm back, followed by?
Okaerinasai.
And this is said by the people receiving the person who came back.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a very informal situation, obviously, child and mother. But it's also used by friends.
Yes, you can use it in the office too.
Yeah, when someone leaves and they come back.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody from your group, inside the group.
Yes.
Is when you use these greetings. This is followed by...
Ah, onaka ga suita.
Okay, again, we introduced this expression last week. I'm hungry.
Onaka ga suita.
And this is informal. Again, the child speaking and... Yeah. Oh, those kids. this is followed by...
Onaka peko peko.
Okay, literally, stomach completely empty.
Mm.
Now, Nasuko-san, let's show everyone what the textbook example would look like.
Onaka ga peko peko desu.
Okay, we have following stomach, onaka, the subject marker,
ga,
followed by,
peko peko,
followed by,
desu.
The polite form, the copula. But here it's informal. The kid's hungry. He wants to convey that message. Mom, give me something to eat. As few words as possible.
Yes.
Followed by?
じゃ、このクッキーをどうぞ。
Okay, we start off with じゃ。This is a filler.
Mm-hmm.
Here it's being used as a filler to bide a little time.
Yes.
Hmm. What should I do? Okay. Mom has made cookies, so?
このクッキーをどうぞ。
This cookie. Marked by?
を。
Followed by?
どうぞ。
O is the object marker, and here we have please, mm-hmm. used when passing something.
Yes.
Dozo. Or asking someone to move a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of giving permission.
Yeah, right.
For someone to do something.
Mm-hmm. Showing the way.
Yeah. Here is the passing situation. The mother's passing the child the cookie, saying dozo.
Mm-hmm.
So in Japanese, when you're in a situation when everyone's using Japanese and you pass something, you would want to say
dozo.
And if the child had proper manners, he would say,
Arigatou gozaimasu.
Yeah, but it's mom, so he just bites right in. Then we have,
Wow, oishii.
Wow, it's delicious. Followed by,
Oishii kukki ne.
So notice how the adjective precedes the noun here.
Mm-hmm.
We have,
Oishii kukki.
And then ne. Mm-hmm. Here, ne is used as an emphasizer. Followed by,
もう一つちょうだい。
Okay, and this is why you should really listen to all the lessons. We have もう一つ、
mm-hmm.
one more, literally more one. But what's interesting here is what follows this.
Yes.
Which is
ちょうだい。
Meaning please.
Yes.
Now Natsuko-san, tell us about this.
ちょうだい is like give me.
Pretty formal?
Not really.
Very informal. Business meeting Japanese?
Never.
Yeah, never. But used kind of among friends,
mm-hmm.
and here, family members.
Yes.
Quick way. Chōdai. For those of you who see Nemo, Natsuko-san, have you seen Nemo?
Oh, no. I haven't had a chance.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
There's this one scene when the seagulls, who are kind of cast as a bit of a villains because they eat anything.
Oh.
Not very smart, and they eat everything.
All right.
So when the seagulls are kind of gathered around.
Mm-hmm.
In the Japanese version, they keep saying, chōdai, chōdai, chōdai. And then like you hear about 1,000 of them saying all together, chōdai, chōdai, chōdai. That's stuck in my mind. But mm-hmm. So if you see Nemo and you know the part I'm talking about with the seagulls, in the Japanese version, they're saying, chōdai. So give me, please, mm-hmm. something along this line. Next we have,
じゃあこれは?
So we have, this. What's inferred after this, Natsuko-san? Again, in Japanese, so much is inferred.
Mm-hmm.
Kore wa? What?
Kore wa dou?
Yeah. This? How about?
Mm-hmm.
In English, how about this?
Yes.
But in Japanese, it's just this?
Yes.
But you need the wa.
Right.
Followed by?
Arigato.
Thanks. And then he's chomping away, followed by?
Nani kore? Mazui.
Now, in textbook Japanese, it's kore wa nan desu ka?
Mm-hmm.
But in spoken Japanese, sometimes it gets reversed, and it's actually like the English. What's this?
Nani kore?
Yeah, and this is one of those cases. Spoken Japanese, informal situations.
Yes, and actually, I hear this more often than, you know, the textbook style.
Yeah, but we should point out, probably in spoken Japanese.
Right.
And obviously, if you're reading spoken Japanese, mm-hmm. such a novel. All right. Anyway, finally, we have.
Mazui. Mazui yo, kono cookie.
Yeah, this is a bad cookie. And lastly, you really like that, Natsuko.
Yappari mazui?
Now here, listen to the intonation. One more time.
Yappari mazui?
The mother's actually saying she probably thought it was, you know, interesting to try. And she didn't think it would be that bad. So, yappari mazui? Kind of like, as I thought it would be bad, but mm-hmm. I figured I'd give it a try. That nuance is in there.
Yes.
And finally we have.
Ninniku aji dakara.
Garlic flavor because. Notice how the because comes at the end. Dakara. Because. All right. Way too long today, but really exciting lesson. Really fun. Stop by JapanesePod101.com. Pick up the bonus track. Check out the learning center. Again, we mentioned the vocab. Listen to the vocab. Look at the vocab and listen to it over and over. You can just hear the words over and over. For those of you with the iLearning Center, download this, get it on your iPod, and listen to just the words while you watch on your iPod.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's going to do it for today.
じゃあ、また明日。
ただいま。
おかえりなさい。
ああ、お腹が空いた。お腹ペコペコ。
じゃあ、このクッキーをどうぞ。
わあ、おいしい。おいしいクッキーだね。もう一つちょうだい。
じゃあ、これは?
ありがとう。う?え?なに?これ、まずい。まずいよ、このクッキー。
やっぱりまずい?ニンニク味だから。